Then that's right. Call 279-0707. Act now.
Greetings. This is Joe Willard of Natural Hygiene Incorporated and WBAI. Normally, we're on every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., but we have a special programming for fundraising May 14th at 7 a.m. from 7 a.m. to 9:30, bringing you the very latest information on how to get well and how to stay well. I look forward to being with you tomorrow, Thursday, May 14th, starting at 7 a.m. And be sure to love yourself. You are very beautiful.
And remember to show your love for WBAI New York, because it's very beautiful. It's 9 o'clock, time for Off the Hook. Welcome to Off the Hook, the program about technology and the potential power that we all hold in our tiny little hands, and the power that can be used against us, or the power that can be used for us. It's all up to you, and it's what we talk about for the next hour. And of course, we'll be asking for your financial help to keep this and other programs going, and to show the value of this kind of program to the tri-state area. My name's Emmanuel Goldstein, and as I said, I'm here until 10 o'clock. We value things that people send in to us and give to us and donate to us. And it doesn't just mean financially. There's all kinds of ways people contribute. And somebody contributed anonymously in my mailbox and left this particular track, which I have no idea who did it or why or anything like that, but I do think it's something that our listeners would definitely get a kick out of. We've got some very interesting demonstrations coming up in the next hour. We'll be taking phone calls a little bit later on and, of course, asking for your help. This was something that was created with the telephone and a bit of imagination. Take a listen.
I can hear you. Why don't you say something or hang up?
And our thanks go to the anonymous person that gave that to us. Very interesting piece of music there. And one of many pieces, actually, that have things to do with telephones and technology. I believe Kraftwerk put out something like that a few years ago. And that's what we're all about here. We're about the new advances in technological achievements that are taking place in the 1990s. Some good, some bad. But education is the key, and that's what we are here to give you. Here are some interesting facts that I think would be fun to spread around. The FBI is probing an electronic funds transfer scam that nearly cost First Interstate Bank of California $70 million. A bogus request was made late last year to transfer the funds from one or more accounts at the First Interstate Bank of California to one or more accounts at other banks over the automated clearinghouse network. The request was made by computer tape and apparently came with authorization forms and a signature. The signature was possibly forged from a bank client. And FIB of C, which is what they're known as, apparently approved the transaction without validating its legitimacy, although this is not an uncommon practice. The bogus transaction was detected only because it caused an overdraft. This was the largest fraud attempt in the almost 20 years of the automated clearinghouse. The network handles transfers up to $100 million and carried about 1.7 billion transactions last year. That comes from the San Francisco Chronicle, May 7th. So all kinds of fun things are possible over automated networks. This is one that almost got away but didn't. Of course, you won't hear about the ones that do get away because they'll want to cover those up and make sure nobody ever hears about them. Here's something that happens every now and then. We don't know why. The Associated Press reports from Crosby, North Dakota, that farmer Harlan Johnson, who was expecting a $31 check from the U.S. Agricultural Stabilization and Conservation Service, instead received one for $4,038,277.04. Yeah. Dale Irie, head of the agency's office in North Dakota, said that their computer program occasionally picks that particular amount and prints it out on something. That's right. They don't know what. This was the first time that it was printed out on a check. The farmer returned the check the day after. Oh, yes. There's nothing they can do about this. It simply prints out that crazy amount of money. Maybe somebody can figure out why it prints out that particular amount. $4,038,277.04. I don't know. Maybe the computer is trying to send a message or something. You know, the United States was on daylight savings time for about 9.5 hours a month before it was supposed to have been. That's right. Fred Laudis came in at 5 a.m. to open up TV station WKTV. This is according to Monitoring Times. He felt something was amiss with the clock, an ESE NBS master clock receiver, which is locked to WWV's time signal. Not having time to check it, however, it wasn't until a second engineer arrived and asked why the digital clock was 1 hour fast that it hit him. And at about 9:15 a.m., he got in touch with an engineer at WWV, checked the computer, came back to report that, sure enough, a 3 had been entered instead of a 4 for the month starting daylight savings time. So daylight savings time was started a month early, according to WWV, and only about 6 people caught the mistake. Okay. This is by far the most interesting here. This is something you might have seen in the New York Post, which will tell you about how much they research the stories that they put out. The headline was, "Anti-Jewish Code Lurks in Popular Software." I'll read the story, and then I'll explain the story, and hopefully people can draw their own conclusions. One of the world's best-selling computer programs contains a secret anti-Semitic message apparently urging death to Jews in New York City. A computer consultant discovered the diabolic message while installing Microsoft's new Windows 3.1 software for a client recently. The consultant was testing a mailing address use of the program when he noticed that the letters NYC had been replaced by a hateful message. A skull and crossbones, the Star of David, and an approving thumbs up symbol. Microsoft strongly denies any hidden message. Others disagree. There's no way it could be a random coincidence, said Brian Young, a friend of the consultant who wisely does not wish to be named. It's pretty scary. I was pretty shocked by the whole thing. If you say shocked to the New York Post, guarantee they'll write a story around you. They survive on that word. Computer owners who use Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Word, or any other Microsoft program that contains a print font called Wingdings can duplicate the anti-Semitic message by typing the letters NYC on their screen. Microsoft said that Wingdings was designed by Bigelow and Holmes, an outside vendor, and denied that Microsoft intentionally designed the secret message. Professor Charles Bigelow confirmed that his company provided the symbols, but insisted that Microsoft made the final mapping decisions, assigning his symbols to specific keys on the keyboard. But a senior Microsoft spokesman said the charge that the fonts contain a hidden message is outrageous. The Wingdings font contains no letters, just 255 symbols. Young calculated the odds of three letters of the alphabet being combined with 255 symbols and said he found that the odds of obtaining the message were less than one in a trillion. It's mind-blowing, said Young. Somebody's responsible for this. This is very offensive. I found it hard to believe some of the stories about the resurgence of Nazi sympathizers, but this puts things back into perspective. Well, the only thing this puts back into perspective is the ranking of the New York Post as a journalistic leader in this city. A symbolic font. Basically, for those of you that don't play around with these kind of things, you have different typefaces, different styles of printing. You might notice them in some places. Some typefaces look bolder than others. Some have more curved edges. Some look rather Roman and crazy things like that. But they have some that are called symbol fonts, and those simply have pictures instead of letters. So A, for instance, might be a graphic of a television set. B could be a telephone. Who knows? You can do anything you want, and it's used to illustrate in various ways without having to actually draw a picture. So all that happened in this particular case was that three of those symbols came together, one being a skull and crossbones, one being a Star of David, and one being a thumbs-up symbol. And the Post apparently thought, and so did this guy that reached these conclusions, they thought that by combining these three together, you could actually send a message. And the message being, kill all Jews in New York City. I find that incredibly poor journalism as far as showing how this is even a message in any sense. It's not a message. Clearly, you can merge all kinds of symbols together and make them say anything you want them to say, but these are three fairly innocuous symbols that just happen to be typed one after the other, and so NYC makes them show up next to each other. Big deal. That's my impression of that. Whew. I don't know if anybody else saw that story, but it certainly is insanity. It tells you how much they know of the technical world. Okay, we have something else which is a bit more fun. And then we're going to be asking for some help from people at the radio station, people calling the radio station to help us here, so we can continue with programs like that. Now, we're always talking about how people have things written about them, credit files and all kinds of nasty things, you know, nasty things that tell stories that aren't necessarily true, that give information about your credit ranking, about your lifestyle, about your values, and you're judged based on that information. It's been happening for years. It's going to get even worse in the years to come. And a lot of people feel that they have no control over the situation at all. That's not true. You can go out and you can grab a bit of technology for yourself, and you can figure out how it works and make it work for you. That's what it's all about. That's how this kind of thing is supposed to work in the first place. Now, what we want to do is we want to demonstrate how this works. To do that, though, we are going to need some phone lines. So those people calling in now on the non pledge lines. Please don't call in because you'll just be disconnected and we'll take phone calls later on. We are going to demonstrate a particular service which can now be obtained by human beings. Actually, it can be obtained by human beings obtained by human beings for quite some time, and only now it's starting to become affordable so that the average person can actually use this service. What we're going to do now is attempt to connect to it. Okay, we have a dial tone. We have achieved dial tone here, and we're going to actually try to place a phone call. This is something that we almost always have trouble with here at BAI because our phones are not really what they could be. But let's hope we get through on the first try. Actually, you know what? I think we should explain what we're doing before we actually do it. What we are going to access is a voicemail system, except unlike voicemail systems of the past, this is one that we have total control over, and we can make it do incredible things. Now, this voicemail system is programmed to accept the message from us and then actually call us and give us the message. And, of course, that's only one thing that it is capable of doing. Voicemail systems can do almost anything. They're like sophisticated answering machines with different extensions. And these things are limited only by our imagination. Right now they're being used only in corporate settings. So you constantly get them when you call a business and they say, if you know the extension you want to dial, enter that extension now. If you have a touch-tone phone, press 1, etc., etc. It drives most of us crazy because it's always done in the same way. But it doesn't have to be. You can customize these things to do whatever you want, and they don't take an incredible amount of space. They can be run on a normal personal computer these days, limited only by your phone capacity and your disk space. And this is something we'll be seeing a lot more of in the future. What we are now going to attempt to do is call this particular voicemail system, which we have customized ourselves for just this occasion, and we will enter a particular box. We'll call up the main number. We'll hear a greeting message. Then, using touch tones, we'll enter our own mailbox. Then we'll hear a greeting that's been designed for us that will be sent our way. And then we will be asked to leave a message of our own, which we will do. And then, after we leave that message, we will hang up. And presumably, the voicemail system will then contact us and tell us what message that we got. Technology like this was inconceivable only a few years ago, but now it's becoming almost an everyday thing. So let's see if we can actually get through the first time. You know, I already had some difficulty with this. Let's try that again. You'd think that I would be able to master the phones by now, but it doesn't always work that way. And after that, of course, we'll be asking for your help and a number of other things as well. We'll be taking phone calls a bit later on. Okay, we've completed the first part. Let's see if we can get a dial tone now. Okay, we've got our dial tone. Now let's see if we can actually get through on the first attempt. We did.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail system. If you know the box that you want to leave a message for, enter it using a touch tone phone and follow it with the pound sign. If you don't know what box you want to leave a message for, or if you just don't want to leave a message for a box, stay on the line and you can leave a message that will go someplace else. Greetings, WBAI listeners. We are now listening to a greeting that is being sent out from this particular mailbox that we entered. And what we'll do now is record a message into this mailbox, then that message will be forwarded to another phone number that we have programmed into this system. Now we go back to your live announcer.
Okay, and that's me. We are now leaving a message on this particular voicemail system. Hopefully, that voicemail system will call us back and deliver the message. It's a miraculous thing what technology is capable of. Let's hope it works. We're going to hang up now. Okay, within a matter of moments, hopefully, that voicemail system should try to reach us. Now, what's particularly interesting about this is that this voicemail system is capable of speech recognition. In other words, it won't start sending the message until after it hears a voice. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to initially pick up the phone, pause for a second, and then say hello or something like that, and presumably it will start talking. Okay, I think we're getting a call now. Hello? Uh-oh. Anybody there?
Now, leaving a message on this particular voicemail system, hopefully that voicemail system will call us back and deliver the message. It's a miraculous thing what technology is capable of. Let's hope it works. We're going to hang up now.
Most incredible. And that's only the beginning, folks, only the beginning. We can shape this thing and make it do whatever we want to do. See, when you have technology being used against people, and I mean in the sense of storing information, in the sense of calling people and playing recordings, in the sense of leading people on telephone tag and taking them on wild journeys via touchtones, the solution is to control the technology yourself and figure out ways of shaping it so that it can better serve your needs rather than you shaping your lives to control, to be controlled, rather, by it. Okay, that's our little demonstration of voicemail systems, and something we'll be bringing you a great deal more of in weeks to come here on this program. Now, as I said before, this program is unique. It's the only one of its kind that brings you this particular series of events, shows you how technology works. And it's something that, like the radio station itself, is vulnerable. We have to get support from our listeners in order to remain strong. And that's why we're asking you at this time to give us a call at 212-279-3400 and show your support by pledging to the radio station so that we can keep this program going and keep the radio station going as a whole. We're off to a fairly good start for the first part of this marathon. Today is the first day, but we need to have a strong showing for this particular program, because a non-strong showing will not be a good thing, obviously. We have a special gift for those people who do call, who call for this particular program. Anybody that pledges in the next hour, over the next few minutes, actually, at 212-279-3400, we'll receive a free copy of 2600 Magazine. We'll simply send that out to you just for pledging tonight. But that's only good for this particular program, and you have to call now. 212-279-3400. We have one caller on the line. See if we can get the sound of the busy tally room in there. Oh, yeah, they're not that busy. There's not enough commotion going on in there. Let's make those phones ring. 212-279-3400. Show your support for non-commercial radio. Show your support for Off the Hook. Now, you might say, okay, you know, we're not going to spend money on this particular program. If it's on the air, fine. If it's not on the air, well, I guess I'll just have to survive. But you got to think of where you would be if this program was not here. For one thing, this program cannot be aired on any other radio station. And there's a very simple reason for that. A lot of people are very interested in this kind of thing. A lot of people want to know about technology. They want to know about their TRW credit files. They want to know about their genetic files that are now being stored on them, if they're DNA readings. They want to know how to prevent the telephone from abusing them. They want to be able to maintain their privacy in the 1990s. A lot of people are very interested in that kind of thing. So why is there not a show like this on other radio stations? Simple reason being, other radio stations have commitments to those very same commercial interests that are abusing your privacy and abusing technology and then going around and blaming it all on computer hackers. So if this particular program, this particular station were not around, you would not hear this. It's as simple as that. It would not show up someplace else. This is the only place that you will get this information. 212-279-3400. We don't say the number because we're on an ego trip or anything like that. We're saying the number because it's the only way we can stay on the air, period. If we did not do this, if we went like all the other radio stations, including quite a bit of non-commercial ones, and went for corporate grants and all kinds of underwriting funds, we would have to compromise our programming. How do you think AT&T would feel sponsoring a program or sponsoring any program on a radio station where we're constantly tearing them to pieces? And we're constantly tearing them to pieces, that's for sure. 212-279-3400. We don't discriminate against any particular company. We don't tear apart one company any more than another unless they deserve it. We don't have any special interest here. We simply are out to find out what is going on with technology and how to shape it, how to control it, and how to keep it from being abused by those in power. Very few companies would feel comfortable sponsoring a program like that because there is no company that is immune. For that very reason, we would feel very uncomfortable having anybody sponsor this program or sponsor this radio station, because then we'd sort of feel an affinity to them. And if something were to come up where they were being cast in a bad light, we might feel compelled to back off a little bit. And that's the worst kind of thing you can do. That's called self-censorship. Self-censorship, yes. It's one of the most common ingredients of American journalism these days. When you have ABC owned by Capital Cities, when you have NBC owned by General Electric, you tend to have a bit of lack of integrity. Not everybody, but certainly a lot of people. A lot of people feel compelled to back off a little bit. And that's something we here at BAI will never do. 212-279-3400. It's essential that you show your support now to this radio station, to this program, to the very idea of talking freely about high tech. No place else are you able to do this. It's either presented in a very limiting scope, like the New York Post story that we just read, where people are actually made to think that because symbols might mean something nasty, that they do mean something nasty. And it's all the fault of the evil computer. Well, folks, computers are not evil. People that try to manipulate them into doing evil things, they are evil, and they were the ones that we are keeping an eye on this radio program. This is the only radio program that does that kind of thing. Keep that in mind. 212-279-3400. We've had a few calls, but not nearly enough. We really need some more. Let's get three more phone calls. 212-279-3400. Then we'll be able to get into some more material that we have here, and we do have quite a bit of interesting things that we want to share. All right, we have one call on the line. We just need two more. You can be one of those two calls, 212-279-3400. Remember, everybody that calls in gets a free copy of 2600. 2600 is the Hacker Quarterly magazine put out by, for, and about computer hackers and phone freaks and privacy advocates and all kinds of other people that have been blended together in the 1990s. You'll get a free copy of that as our way of saying thanks for pledging. Again, you can pledge any amount. It doesn't necessarily have to be a minimum amount, although the more the better, obviously. 212-279-3400. We have a goal that has been thrust upon us of 10 new members here at WBAI for this radio program. So that's only 10 calls for the entire hour. So you can be one of them. 212-279-3400. Of course, we like to do even better than that, to show people that we've had enough. We've had enough of being told how to use our phones, being told how to use our computers, being told what is being stored about us. Not being told, actually, what's being stored about us in various computer systems. 212-279-3400. Join those callers on the line. Show your outrage. Show your quest for knowledge. There are people that have learned an incredible amount from this radio program and have gone on to do amazing things as a result, find out bits of information that they never thought were possible. 212-279-3400, 212-279-3400. Let's get a couple more calls in, because we have a really amazing bit that we got off a computer bulletin board that is probably going to get a lot of people very angry. Well, I don't think it's going to get very many BAI listeners angry. It'll probably make them very happy. But it will make some people in power rather dismayed. Let's put it that way. Okay, 212-279-3400. 212-279-3400. The program is Off the Hook. This is Emmanuel Goldstein. We're here for another half hour. We'll be taking phone calls a little bit later on and updating you on all kinds of frightening Orwellian things. But remember, if we weren't here to do this, nobody else would. 212-279-3400. Join those callers on the line. We'll be back in 1 minute. That's the kind of abuse of technology we're talking about. Instead of being victimized by this, it's better to understand it and to manipulate it. Here's a story that moved on a bulletin board very recently. No matter where you are from, whether it's from Nassau, Hudson River, Suffolk County, New York City, you might have gotten a computer-dialed call telling you that you may be eligible for a fabulous prize. If you have not gotten such a call yet, cheer up. You probably will. The recorded message is played to you extremely fast. You may have won a lifetime supply of amphetamines so that you too may start a similar business. Have you gotten computer-dialed calls from Hopping Harry? Maybe calls mentioning Reno, Nevada? Have these calls told you to call a 540 number? What's a 540 number? Well, folks, if you listen to this radio program, you'd know what a 540 number was. It's as dangerous as crack in the telecommunications world. And for some people, as addictive. Do you think that maybe the recorded messages failed to tell you the price of the call? Did the recording mention 540 several times? If the recording said the call is billed at 540, they meant that you are billed $5.40. You were paying attention, weren't you? Those are the bargain calls. On some, the sky is the limit. Was an address speed spoken so fast that slow you missed it? If you have multiple phone lines and have been lucky enough to be the recipient of multiple calls, you may like to go pick up your multiple prizes in person. You may have been told to call 540-0100, 540-9900, or another 540 number. Now, back to that address. What this sneaky person did was, he taped one of those calls and played back the address. Would you like to visit the office where the calls came from? Are you hopping mad? Well, here's the address. It's called Eagleton Group Incorporated. They're at 717 East Jericho Turnpike in Huntington Station, suite number 213. That's in Huntington Station, Long Island. If the recording tells you that you must call within a certain amount of time and you want to get more information by phone without paying a hefty fee for the call, well, guess what? If you call 718-830-8781, you'll get a Queens tie line, or foreign exchange line, or whatever the technical term is for it, that will patch you directly into the Huntington Station address, and you'll only be charged for a regular local call. Now, to demonstrate this, once again, let's get our trusty dial tone back, and attempt to reach that particular number and see what we get. The call is being forwarded. That's not a Brooklyn ring, is it? By calling that particular 718 number, you are forwarded into what would be a 540 number originally, and which would charge you a hefty amount to find out what kind of prize you won, which is probably some kind of cutlery or something. Who knows? But now you have it. You can pay them a visit. You can call them. And according to this, you may have to speak to them real slowly, like they don't hear as fast as they talk. However, no matter how slowly you tell them that you want no more calls from them, they won't stop calling you, ever. And this came from Raymond Normandu. We want to thank him for sending that to us. And this is exactly the kind of thing that we mean, folks. Exactly the kind of thing that that we need to hear. Bits of information that benefit people, not hurt people. The voicemail system that we called earlier is fully capable of doing everything that that particular business was doing, calling people and saying they have won a fantastic vacation, but they have to call back this expensive number to find out what it is, and they have to do it real soon or they'll lose everything. It can do that, or it can do more constructive things. It can work for you. It's really up to you. It's up to your imagination what these particular things can do. Okay, we're going to take some phone calls now. 212-279-3407 is the number for phone calls to go on the air. And we're going to do that for a few minutes, then we are going to come back and appeal for those of you that have not yet called to show your support for this radio program, for the information that we give out, and for freedom of speech in general. You know, we're talking about telephones and the way they're abused, but of course we're not even touching on computers as much as we should. I don't know if anybody caught Harper's Magazine in March 1992. They reprinted a sales brochure, and they entitled it Data About You. This was distributed in 1990, 2 years ago, by Nationwide Electronic Tracking, which was an information brokering company located in Tampa, Florida. You might have heard about this. Last December, the FBI identified NET as the center of a nationwide organization that illegally obtained and sold information stored in government computers about private individuals. Now, according to the FBI, NET paid employees of federal agencies, including the Social Security Administration and the Secret Service, to procure records from various computer networks that are easily accessible to thousands of government workers. They access networks including the FBI's National Criminal Information Center, private credit reporting systems, and the Social Security Administration's computer database, which holds personal data, employment histories, and salary information on about 200 million Americans. In our complex, this is from the organization itself. In our complex, fast-moving society, information is a constantly changing resource. Every day, billions of records and documents containing information on millions of people must be revised and updated. Sorting through it all for that one particular bit of information you need can be time-consuming and expensive, a frustrating series of false starts, dead ends, and legal barriers. Unfortunately, getting reliable information and getting it quickly can often mean the difference between success and failure. Nationwide Electronic Tracking can get the information you need when you need it. NET is a high-speed, computer-based telecommunications network designed to gain instant access to difficult-to-obtain, quote-unquote, confidential information from more than 1,000 sources nationwide. And the way they kind of snub their noses at the word confidential and privacy and all that kind of thing, they'll get it anyway. Credit Bureau reports, Social Security searches, electronic cross directories, and criminal, motor vehicle, and driving records are just a few of the kind of information NET can obtain faster than the competition. And yes, there's lots of competition. Here's some of the services they provide and how much they charge. Home address provides Social Security number. With name and address, we'll conduct a nationwide search for a Social Security number. You give them the address, they'll give you an SSN. Takes them about 2 hours to do this, cost $10. You give them a Social Security number, they'll give you a home address. That takes 1 to 2 hours, cost $7.50. How about this? Resident identifier gives the names of current residents at a given address. That takes 1 hour, cost $10. Street address or post office box with subject's name, box number, city, state, and zip code will obtain renter's street address. That takes 1 to 2 weeks, costs $50. National neighbor update. This is incredible. If you give them a name and address, they'll obtain names, phone numbers, and addresses of up to 9 current neighbors. That only takes 1 to 2 hours, costs $10. Many times you'll get unlisted numbers. Employment search. Give them a name and a Social Security number, they'll obtain a current place of employment. That takes a week, costs $75. Employment histories with a name and a Social Security number will obtain recent places of employment and subjects' earnings. For the last 3 years, it takes 3 to 5 days, costs $100. For the last 10 years, it also takes 3 to 5 days, costs $175. Workman's compensation check. This only works in Florida so far. With subject Social Security number and last known address, will obtain any claims that have been filed. That takes 24 hours, costs $75. The subject's credit history costs $10. They can get that to you within 2 hours. Motor vehicle information with title number, vehicle number, or license plate number will obtain name and address of owner, make of vehicle, and license plate number. They can do that in Florida, Texas, or New York within the hour for $10. All other states, 2 to 4 days, and it costs $20. Driver's license record. With a driver's license number, we'll obtain home address, traffic violations, and driving under the influence charges. We can also obtain information with only the individual's name and date of birth. Add 3 days and $30 for this service. Ordinarily, it takes 2 days and costs $15. And finally, criminal history with name, date of birth, sex, and race will obtain criminal history. That takes a week, costs $100. And you figure they have sex, race, and all kinds of other things in there. They can probably get that information if you're looking for things like that as well. All kinds of things are in there. All kinds of things are being stored, manipulated, and sold. Sold about you. And you're not allowed to look at it yourself. It's quite shocking. It's something that we have to keep a very close watch on. Okay, something that I've been keeping a close watch on while I've been doing this, if I sound kind of distracted, is because I'm looking at numbers and phone lines and I'm noticing that they're just not moving as fast as they should be. 212-279-3400. Let's see those calls come in. Show your support for the radio station. Show your support for Off the Hook. Remember, everybody that calls in and pledges will receive a free copy of 2600 Magazine, The Hacker Quarterly. You'll get information about some of the things that we've been doing tonight as far as obtaining secret phone numbers, using technology for good instead of for evil. And the most important thing, though, for you to call is to know that you're supporting a station that allows this kind of programming to exist. And you can flip all over the place. You won't ever find another program like this that reveals this kind of information and that cares this much about privacy and about the individual. 212-279-3400. Two calls on the line. Let's make that four. We're up to $375. That's really not all that great, you know, because, I mean, it's great for the people that called in already, but our goal is 1,000, and we only have 15 minutes to make it. So we're going to need a flurry of phone calls. 212-279-3400. Please make that phone call. Your call can make a difference. Every individual person here does make a difference. It's kind of the theme of the whole show, you know. We rely on the individual for so much here at WBAI, and now comes the time where we rely on you to continue. This radio station is always in danger in some way. Most recently, I don't know if people were reading an article on Newsday. Somebody actually brought it to my attention on this particular program. And while I don't know the inside information about it, it seems that there are some people that are toying with the idea of actually changing frequencies so that we can make a lot of money and sell this particular frequency and go to a less desirable one in order to pay some of the bills. And that would be something that hopefully would never have to happen, because if that were to happen, we'd forever lose the place in the dial that we're at now. Yeah, we might gain something short term, be able to pay some bills and maybe fix up the studio a little bit, but I think the long term goal is to keep BAI where it is and to keep BAI strong and to keep that programming coming your way. 212-279-3400. It definitely ties into the amount of support that we receive. If we receive a lackluster show of support, then the people that want to do things like that, that are looking for short-term solutions, may actually be able to convince people that that's the way to go. Hopefully that won't happen. Hopefully we'll get a lot of phone calls, and your phone call will be one of them. 212-279-3400. That's our phone number. Good Lord. Do we have a bingo? Do we have every single phone line? Let's listen to the tally room for a second. Yeah, I think it's very active in there. Lots of phone calls coming in. That's very good, folks. Very good indeed. I'm happy to see that it means so much to you out there. 212-279-3400. If you do get a busy signal, please, please don't give up. Every phone call adds up. Every phone call means something to us. Every phone call is a vote of support for non-commercial radio, true non-commercial radio. You know, it's all fine and good to listen to some stations that call themselves non-commercial, but receive all kinds of underwriting grants from huge corporations whose names I won't mention because they'll just get upset again. And it's another thing to look at those radio stations that do it all on their own, with the help of the producers, with the help of the listeners, and the people that just literally walk in off the street. That is real community radio. That's real non-commercial radio. You know, it's as simple as that. That's what it's all about. That's the spirit of the alternative. And you're not much of an alternative if you're just rebroadcasting the same news off the Associated Press, if you're just doing the same musical bits and the same ideology. You may not agree with everything you hear on WBAI, you may not agree with everything you hear in this particular radio program, but you will not hear it in any other place. Not around this town, anyway. 212-279-3400. If that means something to you, please vote. Show your support. Vote with your telephone. Pledge whatever you can. Everybody that calls in tonight will receive a free copy of 2600 Magazine. That's just a deal that we're making here because BAI means a lot to the producers of this radio station as well as to the listeners, and we want to be able to thank them as well by sending that the way of various people that call in. 212-279-3400. 212-279-3400 is our phone number. Please give us a call and show your support. Now, one more item on privacy violations. This is regarding the assessment of the danger of blindly mailing private information to an address posted in a computer bulletin board. People have expressed concerns about TRW building a database from the information people supply when they request their credit report. In other words, you call TRW and you request your credit report, they'll start a file on you if they haven't already. If they already have a file on you, they'll update it. And there's no way to get around this because they won't send you your credit report unless you give them information. It's kind of a catch-22. TRW maintains an extensive marketing database on individuals from which it sells mailing lists. The source of this information includes public records, driver's licenses, deeds, postal service change of address information, credit reports, and information that it's purchased from mail order companies. Names and addresses may be selected based on such factors as exact age, height, weight, whether or not you wear glasses, driver's license records, information about a home mortgage, recording date and whether or not the transaction was a purchase or a refinance, whether you are a quote-unquote new mover, the distance of your move and whether it is local, regional, or out of state, as well as the date, they get that from the post office, whether you're a credit shopper, whether you're an active credit shopper, your purchasing power, which is all revealed in your credit report, whether you shop by direct mail, a multi-category buyer, recent purchase dates, category of purchases, that is collectors, crafts, high-tech, sports, and that's information purchased from unspecified third parties. TRW is not the only company in this business. There are a number of large direct marketing firms which sell similar types of lists. We have to remain educated on this. We have to share the information and obtain the information, and that's something that a lot of computer hackers are up to. Of course, you'll never guess that by listening to other radio stations or watching TV news, because they are looked upon as the threat, even though they're the ones that are finding out bits of information. Now, I'd like to read something that I have somewhere in my giant bag of mail that we get here. Okay, here we go. This is a bit of mail that came in from a listener out of Holmdel, New Jersey. Writes about caller ID. Now, this is something, sent a clipping from the New York Times, which I find extremely frightening. In the Cold War between those who find caller ID appealing and those who find it appalling, Bell Atlantic is marketing a service that will disconnect callers who try to remain anonymous. So now if you try to remain anonymous, hide your identity, and not say who you are when you call somebody, there's a good chance you'll just be disconnected. and with the blessing of the phone company. It's really changing pretty quickly there. This caller ID is being thrust upon us, and we're no longer being given the choice as to whether or not we think it's a good thing. All right, this person writes a couple of questions that I figure would be good to address here. Again, let me give out the phone number because you can call and listen at the same time. I know I've done it myself. 212-279-3400. Please show your support. We're past the halfway point, but we only have about 6 minutes left, so we need to really get a flurry of calls before the hour strikes in order for this program to, quote-unquote, have done well. Okay. Dear Mr. Goldstein, as a former Bell Labs engineer, I very much enjoy your program. Enclosed, you'll find an article about caller ID. And yes, Bell Atlantic can now make money in three separate ways. Here's a bit of factual information. Channel 13 sends over the auxiliary channel known as SAP, which can be received with any stereo, TV, or VCR between noon and 6 a.m. live BBC World Service programs. Between 6 a.m. and noon, they rebroadcast the U.S. Weather Service forecasts. And that's a bit of interesting information for those of you that are interested in that. Now, here are a couple of questions concerning some topics that we've been covering here in this program. Hacking on an unauthorized system without doing damage just for learning. Okay, that's the premise. Now, he asks, if you happen to leave your computer on with modem attached, would you like to have somebody read your personal and business files? Would you like somebody to enter your living or bedroom during your absence and without doing any damage, leave a message, I was here? Unless you answer yes to both questions, I don't think you should condone the first activity. It's an interesting point. It's a point that has come up quite a few times in almost every forum that I'm in on this particular subject. And I have to reiterate something that that is not brought up very often, and that's that computer hackers really are not interested in personal files. They're interested in operating systems, learning how to get around networks, and huge, large, gigantic corporations and government institutions. Now, if those are left wide open, then they are the ones leaving the doors wide open. It's the equivalent of an office building being 100% completely unlocked and then acting indignant when people wander in from off the street and start exploring. That's what it's equivalent to. Very seldom have I ever heard of anybody leaving a modem on in their homes and having somebody come in and go through their personal computer. It just doesn't work that way. And yes, I would feel definitely a bad sense if someone were to do that, but I would feel mostly that I was being stupid for allowing them to do that, for leaving a computer on with no security whatsoever. Whatever kind of security is in place when there is an intrusion is obviously not good enough. Now, if it's the case of a credit agency or some organization that's being entrusted with private information, the onus is upon them to make sure that there is adequate security. And if somebody gets in, they've got to do something about it. For a long time, TRW had something like a 3-character password that people were able to very easily figure out, and they did not really make much of an effort to fix that. That's the kind of thing that is the true invasion of privacy, not keeping it secure. And that's something that, that's why I encourage people to look for those doors, look for those holes, and find out what it is that they're keeping in those computers. And if you have your own personal computer, it's not very much in danger of being entered by any computer hacker. Very few computers are able to just be accessed on a whim. They have to know the phone number, then they have to know exactly how to get into it. And if you have half a brain, you won't leave it wide open in the first place. Okay, part two of the question, privacy of caller ID. Making a phone call, I invade somebody's privacy. Therefore, I give up some of my rights, including anonymity. Nobody is forcing me to make a call. Hiding behind a screen of anonymity is, for me, the same as mailing anonymous notes, which I consider abhorrent. Okay, well, that might be a personal opinion. One person might consider anonymous mail abhorrent, but you can still mail anonymous letters. And it's something that, until they figure out how to outlaw it somehow, it's something that will always be in existence. Not the case with phone calls, and that's what I find very disturbing, the fact that this technology is being thrust upon us without us really having a choice in the matter. Okay, we're just about out of time. Regretfully, we didn't get to the call-in program section, call-in section of the program, and I do apologize for that. But we need to get some more phone calls at 212-279-3400 showing your support for this radio program and for this radio station. 212-279-3400. The personal computer show is up next, and we want to make sure they start on time. By calling 212-279-3400 and showing your support for this program, you'll be ensuring its survival for at least the near future anyway, and also sending a message to a lot of people, listeners, non-listeners, people that never listen to this radio station, that privacy is important to you, that technological education is important to you, and that this radio station is important to you. 212-279-3400. We have three calls on the line. Let's make that four, and the personal computer show will start close to on time. 212-279-3400. You can be the last caller to call in. 212-279-3400. Remember, everybody that calls in during this program will receive a free copy of 2600, The Hacker Quarterly, the magazine that gets so many organizations angry and results in quite a bit of private memos with yellow underlines and all that kind of thing. 212-279-3400, 212-279-3400. The program is Off the Hook. This is Emmanuel Goldstein. We'll be back again next week. Please make that telephone ring, 212-279-3400. Thanks to everybody that did call in. I mean it. 212-279-3400. Good night.